This is the sound that Nicola Manash and Alex Reed were dreaming of for more than 7 years. And now, the baby is here.
Harley Street Fertility Clinic family.
Our family.
Hello and welcome to Our Family, the series of podcasts brought to you by the Harley Street Fertility Clinic. And we have a new jingle featuring Nicola Manash, Alex Reed, and baby Anastasia Pixie Reed, her first star appearance. On 24th of September, we had a wonderful visit from our IVF warriors, Nicola Manash and her fiancé, Alex Reed. And they brought with them the most precious gift, the baby, Anastasia Pixie. Mother, father and baby surprised Dr. Venkat and the team, bringing them flowers and chocolates, feeling and spreading the love of our family. General Manager Suvir became Uncle Suvir, and Dr. Venkat, the fairy godmother, who has already granted Nicola and Alex's wishes. The whole team came to see the baby, and here is what happened.
Hello!
Hi!
Another creator.
There is trouble.
You need to have a cuddle.
Absolutely. Hello!
Hello.
How are we?
Uncle Sevier.
You're my
room. This is your Uncle Sevier, Anastasia.
Such cheeks. She's cute, isn't she?
She's ridiculously
she's 10
cute.
Weeks. Yeah,
right?
Look at her lips and everything.
Look at
the parents. Yeah. Yeah. Well, listen, we all did a good job.
We all did. This is team
effort.
Yeah. Look at
these cheeks.
Do
you
want to
just eat them?
Oh,
come here. Oh, there you go. I've done that before.
You are adorable. You're so well behaved.
I know. I adore them.
Can I
keep her?
I want a t-shirt with
family. Yeah, sleepless nights, and you just see that little smile, and you're like,
doesn't matter.
They, pulling
they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
that's
just her talking.
Or are you just chatting?
Just chatting away.
She's so cute.
Got a nice
God.
Little smile.
Is it?
Yeah. Hi.
I thought I said I want to keep her.
So, hang on. So if your uncle, what does that make you?
Grandma.
Grandma.
No, yeah. She's fairy godmother.
Fairy godmother.
Of course.
Yeah. Yes, we got a book about
it. I know. Fairy I godmother. Wanted to give it fairy. To you, but it's not finished.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Is that right?
I know. I want
to. You're going to have the picture on the Hall of Fame as well.
Yes.
Oh,
yes, we will have an amazing picture of you.
Downstairs.
Your parents already have a million photos.
Thousands.
All that's going to be on their phones.
Oh,
next
18
years.
Yes. It's going to be the new jingle.
The new
jingle for the podcast.
Yeah, 1,000,000,000%.
So what do you feel?
We did a good looking one, didn't we?
We did.
And well behaved.
Yeah.
And she cares very well.
Yeah, she sleeps all right.
She wakes me up twice.
Yeah.
So, like, one in the morning,
she's
and
a happy
then, like,
baby.
Sometimes three, and then at five. So,
that's
fancy.
Really.
And as soon as I give her her bottle, that's it. She's conked. So, what do you feel, Alex and
Nicola? I'm so happy. I'm tired, but so happy.
Do you remember what you said 2 years ago?
And no.
Did you trust us?
Yeah, yes. No, yes, I do. Yes.
Well, it seems that Alex didn't remember what he told us. So let's listen to what they said when they first came to visit our family.
I'm really excited. I feel, for the first time, safe. I feel happy and I cannot wait for the future with this amazing clinic.
So me and Nicola, we've been on quite a roller coaster trying to make baby Reed, and we're in the right
training camp here to jump over those hurdles. They're like Sherlock Holmes, the Harley Street Fertility Clinic. They're, after all of the trials and tribulations we've been through, whether we've failed on hurdles, they're saying how we can jump over those hurdles. So, very happy.
Harley Street Fertility Clinic family.
Our family.
And 2 years later, they have their baby. They trusted us, and rightly so.
With the help of Harley Street Fertility Clinic, baby Anastasia Pixie Reed is here.
Nicola and Alex, now.
So how does it feel being back at the clinic after all this time? To be honest, it feels utterly surreal. I never thought this day would come where I'd be able to call myself a mum. And I owe everything to two extremely special people in my heart, which is Uncle Sevier and my fairy godmother, Dr. Venkat. These two amazing human beings helped me create a family for myself, and honestly, to the day I die, I owe these people my happiness. So a huge thank you to those two. I also need to say a massive thank you to all of the incredible people behind the scenes, from the embryologists to front of house, who support you through every step of the way. Honestly, to even the pharmacists, the nurses are incredible. Anytime you want to phone, they're always there to help and support and guide you through this difficult and emotional journey. So I just want to say thank you so much to the whole team. It's been an absolute blessing, and I'm actually quite sad to be here because I've missed everyone so much, and I would just love to continue coming weekly.
It was so lovely to come back to the Harley Street Fertility Clinic, and I'm so indebted and grateful. Not just me, of course, Nicola, and especially beautiful Princess Anastasia Pixie Reed, who you guys helped bring into creation. We are so indebted to you, and there's so much love. It really is a family, our family. Thank you. And thank you, Dr. Venkat, and everybody. You guys, that was the main thing. I mean, me and Nicola, we've been on this rock and roll roller coaster ride of IVF for 7 years. And it was, it's been painful. I believe in the law of attraction, but there's still just been disappointment with so many miscarriages and upsets. And the one thing I felt when I wanted to make sure if I was in the right place after all of our trials and tribulations, was there love here? You certainly had the science, and you 100% had the love. That was so important, and the care and attention. That really is. That's how little beings come into creation, love. And we wanted love by the people who were going to help make Anastasia. And I certainly felt that. So thank you. It's a home away from home, another family. And this is actually Anastasia's family. So thank you. And I recommend anyone who's struggling, like we were with family planning, to come and check out these guys. We, as I said time and time again, they did all the investigation work, which other places didn't do. And we were like, right, so this is why we've been having these challenges. And we felt so confident. And I've always believed in the law of attraction. And I felt that we were in the right place. And that's why I had confidence. And there was some disappointment, but there wasn't any disappointment at the Harley Street Fertility Clinic. It was like a realization of our wasted time. Well, it wasn't completely wasted time, because all of the trials and tribulations we'd had in the past, we now knew what it was that what we could put right. I just wish we'd come to Harley Street Fertility Clinic 7 years earlier. Then we would have wasted that. We wouldn't have had all that time wasted. We could have got straight to the chase. Right, this is what we need to do. All right, right. So, thank you guys Thank you, thank you, thank you. Absolute love.
Harley Street Fertility Clinic family.
Our family.
So, I just wanted to do a message for couples who are struggling. If in your heart you really do feel that it's not over, keep on fighting. There is always another doctor who will give you another explanation. It has taken us years and nobody had done their research. Not one doctor had tested me for the natural killer cells. Dr. Venkat did. Dr. Venkat put me on steroids. I never went on steroids before this cycle at Harley Street Fertility Clinic. I am someone who has had many cycles. My first time with Harley Street Fertility Clinic and I fell pregnant. That is because this doctor was different to other doctors. She investigated every part of my body and our baby came. So my message to you is please don't give up. There is always another doctor that will do their research. And if this cycle doesn't work and you have it in you to go again, then go again. Give yourself time to heal if you've miscarried. Learn to love each other as a partner. If you are doing it on your own, treat yourself, be around friends, be around family. But honestly, all I will say, try and look forward, never look back. Mourn the loss of a miscarriage or a cycle that failed, but keep looking forward to your end result. Sometimes IVF doesn't work, and that's okay as well. There are so many ways to have a baby, whether it's through surrogacy or adoption, but please don't give up. If you feel within your heart that it's your given right to be a parent.
If in your heart you really do feel that it's not over, keep on fighting, said our amazing patient, Nicola, and we totally agree with her. Our IVF warrior, Nicola. It's been an absolute pleasure to witness your journey with us, Nicola and Alex, and to see the gorgeous baby Anastasia Pixie. And we are looking forward to welcoming you back for a sibling. Stay tuned for other amazing stories. Thank you, Nicola, Alex, and Baby Reed for taking part in our podcast. A podcast by Delia Corolla.